Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning the inyan of if the Chachamim have the koach to uproot something from the Torah. And we're going to be basing ourselves on the Sefer or Avram and Meseches Megillah and Simon Yud. So the Gemara in Meseches Megillah and Daf Dalet Amud Beis says that one is not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. And the reason is because one might bring the Megillah to a Chacham on Shabbos in order to teach this person how to read. And this person might carry the Megillah Arba Amos Brishos Harabim on Shabbos. And he'll be over on Chil Shabbos. So therefore we said on Shabbos, don't read the Megillah at all. Because we have a concern that the person's going to carry it Arba Amos on Shabbos. And it's the same reason the Gemara says, why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We all know that we don't blow the shofar. And the concern is that a person might carry the shofar Arba Amos and Brishos Harabim, 4 Amos, to a Chacham in order to learn how to blow. And that's the same reason why we don't take lulav and esrog on Shabbos, because we don't take arba minim on Shabbos. The reason is because one might carry it for amos and rishis harabim. So that's the Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis. So comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Drush v'Chiddush in Ma'aroch Ches and Meseches Chagiga, and he says a big chiddush. He says that if a person does blow shofar on Shabbos, he is nevertheless Mekayim a mitzvah. Because yesh lachkor, one might ask the following question, which is the discussion that we're about to involve ourselves in. Let's say a person blows shofar on Shabbos. So the Chum said not to blow shofar on Shabbos. Is he nevertheless Mekayim a mitzvah? So on one hand, the Chachamim said not to blow. So the Chum said not to blow, there's no mitzvah. On the other hand, maybe there is. Maybe there's a mitzvah, say, d'oraisa, to blow shofar on Shabbos. The only thing is, there's no mitzvah to say the Rabbanan said not to be Mekayim this Doraisa. But if one in fact blows, then he's Mekayim the Doraisa of blowing shofar on Shabbos, and he's just Mevatel, he's over in Issa de Rabbanan of blowing the shofar on Shabbos. So with one act, he's Mekayim the Doraisa, and he's Mevatel the Rabbanan. So that's the question. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that you are Mekayim a mitzvah asei Doraisa if you blow shofar on Shabbos. And the only thing is that you're over on an Issur D'Rabbanan, so it's definitely not recommended. But L'maisa, if one did it, then one is Mekayim a mitzvah D'Oraisa. However, Reb Shlomo Kluger, in the Chochmas Shlomo, on the Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Tav, Kuf, Pei, Ches, in Seif Hei, says that it's not true, that if one blows shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, he's not Mekayim a mitzvah at all, not even a mitzvah say, D'oraisa, not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Here he writes, V'hinei ra'isi b'shulchan aruch b'aktanim, b'eishel avram simen tov reish. Shehevi b'shem tshuva achas shenestapik b'im over v'nota ha'shofar b'shabbos v'takabo b'irech. So if you have a person who is over and he took a shofar on Shabbos and he blew, im yatzi yidei chovas shofar o lo, is he yotzei or not? And what's the nafgamina of a nafgamina shalo yitzdarich levarich b'yom sheni shechiyanu? The nafgamina is that he won't have to make shechiyanu on the second day. So if you hold that if you make shechiyanu on the first day, you don't make shechiyanu on the second day. So if it's a normal year where Shabbos is the first day, you're not blowing on Shabbos. So of course you make the shechiyanu on Sunday. However, let's say you in fact blew on Shabbos. So if you're blowing on Shabbos, it's considered a blowing. You at least did some sort of mitzvah. So when you made the shechiyanu, that's it. You're covered. However, if the blowing on the first day is considered nothing, you weren't mekayim any mitzvah, then the shechiyanu is meaningless. And the mele, you have to make a shechiyanu again on the second day. So that is the shaila. If you only make a shechiyanu on the first day, what would happen if you blew on the first day against the derabanan? Would you make a shechiyanu on the second day or not? If the blowing is a good blowing, then no. Meaning, if the good blowing is a good blowing midoraisa, then no. And if the blowing is not a good blowing midoraisa, if it's even midoraisa, it's nothing. Midorabanan, it's certainly nothing. But if midoraisa, it's nothing, then obviously on the second day, you would have to make shechiyanu again. And Rav Shlomo Kluger says that you weren't yotzei at all. You didn't do anything. And you have to make on the second day, you have to make a shechiyanu. If you blew on the first day, which was Shabbos, even though you made a shechiyanu, you have to make shechiyanu again on the second day, because the blowing is considered nothing. And he also suggests that maybe it doesn't work even b'di'eved, because the mitzvah b'aveira, because the person's over derabanan, And he says that it's clear from the second parak of Maseches Pesachim that if you're over on a mitzvah derabanan, it's still an isser of a mitzvah bav aveira. It's still called a mitzvah bav aveira. So therefore, it doesn't count. The mitzvah doesn't count because the mitzvah bav aveira. So here you have a fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Chochmah Shloim. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that if you blow shofar on Shabbos, even though Chachamim said not to blow, nevertheless, you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of blowing, because the Torah says that one should blow on Shabbos, however, midrabbanan. You're not yotzei, obviously. You did something wrong, you did an iser. Not only you're not yotzei, you did an iser. But midrabbanan, there's some sort of kiyum ha-mitzvah, and Reb Shlomo Kluger holds, no, it's not true. If you blew on Shabbos, you didn't do anything. It's nothing, it's just a pure avera. No mitzvah at all. So that's the machlokas. So l'chora, they're arguing on the following issue. What's pshat when chachamim were oker davar min ha-Torah? Because here they took the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Shabbos and they uprooted it. And they said, don't do it. So they were oker davar min ha-Torah. What does that mean? Does it mean, like kepash this haloshim, that they literally uprooted it from the Torah? They were mevatel this mitzvah, and it's as if there's no mitzvah at all. And that's what the Chachmah Shlomo holds. The Chachmah Shlomo holds that when the chachamim said not to blow shofar on Shabbos, what they meant was that there's no more mitzvah at all. They're uprooting the mitzvah Seid Oraisa. That's what it means. It says in Yevamos on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis that the Chachamim have the koach to uproot something from the Torah, Sheva Al Taseh, to tell you not to do something in a passive way, not to blow shofar. The Chachamim have the power to do that. So not only have the power to tell you not to do it, they have the power to uproot the mitzvah from the Torah, that on Shabbos it would no longer be a mitzvah from the Torah to blow shofar. And therefore, if you blew on the first day, you didn't do anything. Doesn't count for anything, and on the second day you have to make a Shechiyana. However, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, when you blew on the first day on Shabbos, you did were mekayim a mitzvah. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that we say that the Chachamim have koach to uproot something from the Torah. It doesn't mean that they're mevatel the mitzvah, that they completely erase the mitzvah, that there's no mitzvah on Shabbos at all. No, that's not what it means. They don't have the koach to change a chefta the mitzvah. They can't change a mitzvah and make a mitzvah a non-mitzvah. What can they do? They can talk about the gavra. They can talk about the individual. And they can tell the individual, don't do this mitzvah. You have no more mitzvah. But the mitzvah itself exists. So therefore, if they say that there's no shofar on Shabbos, what they're doing is they're being mevatel from the individual his mitzvah. He doesn't have to do it anymore. However, the mitzvah of shofar, the mitzvah of blowing a shofar still exists. And therefore, if a person does blow, so he didn't have a chiyuv to blow, the chum told him not to blow, so the uprooted is chiyuv, but he's still mekayim a mitzvah. He's mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, because the mitzvah itself, as we said, is still extant, is still in existence. Because the chachamim don't have the koach to say that the mitzvah no longer exists. The mitzvah exists no matter what. The only thing is the chachamim have the koach to say that you, the individual, no longer have a chiyuv to be mekayim this mitzvah. You don't have to blow shofar on Shabbos. You shouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos. So therefore the person should listen to the chachamim, not blow shofar on Shabbos. But if he does, since the mitzvah still exists, since there is still a mitzvah of shofar in the Torah, that the chachamim don't have the power to uproot, so if he blows on Shabbos, he's mekayim a mitzvah, and then on the second day, he wouldn't have to make shechiyanu. That's what the chacham Shlomo said the nafka min would be. On the second day, he wouldn't have to say shechiyanu because he said it on the first day, and on the first day he did a mitzvah. The only thing is, he was mevatel takanas chachamim. So ein achinami on the second day, he won't make shechiyanu because he was mekayim a mitzvah the first day. However, he was mevatel takanas chacham. The chacham told him not to blow on Shabbos, and he blew. So as my high school teacher used to say, when we did something, she'd say, you want a medal or a monument? So a person who blows shofar on Shabbos is getting neither a medal nor a monument. The only thing is, was he mekayim any mitzvah at all? Or did he just do something bad? So according to the Chachmah Shlomo, nothing. And according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, he was mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, just he was mevatel the derabbanan. Now, it says in Maseches Kiddushin, Adaf Mem Amud Aleph, that if a person thinks to do a mitzvah, wants to do a mitzvah, and then because of extenuating circumstances, he's unable to do the mitzvah. So the Pasuk considers it as if he actually did a mitzvah. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzaref machshava lemaisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a person's good thoughts that he wants to do the mitzvah, and he considers it as if he actually did the mitzvah. So therefore, according to this, one could possibly say that even though on Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on Shabbos, we're not supposed to blow the shofar, because if takanas chachamim, But we really want to blow the shofar. We want to be mekayim the mitzvah of the Torah. The only thing is the chachamim prevent us from doing so. We're nanas, we're ones. There are extenuating circumstances. The chacham said, don't do it because of their takana. But we really want to do it. So therefore, apparently one can say that it's as if he wanted to do a mitzvah, he thought to do a mitzvah, and he was unable to do it. It's as if he did it. And machshava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. So that good thought that he had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it as if he did it. He wanted to blow, so it's as if he blew. So that would be on a nice Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, and you wanted to blow shofar. You said, Ravon Shalom, I can't. The Chum told me not to. I'm nanas. So since you're nanas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but it's as if you did it. That's lechora what you can say. However, if you think about it, it apparently would be talui in the machlokas that we have been discussing. That according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, who holds that even though the Chachamim said that one should not blow on Shabbos, but the mitzvah still exists, despite the takanas Chachamim, the Chachamim can't up with the mitzvah from the Torah. They can just tell you, the gavra, the individual, not to be mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, there's reason to say that there is a level of you thought to do the mitzvah and you were unable to do it because of ones, and it's as if you did the mitzvah because he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah, but he was unable to because of takanas chachamim. But according to those, that's all according to Rabbi Kivega, works out beautifully. I wanted to do it, but I couldn't do it. So it's as if I'm mekayim the mitzvah. But according to the Chachma Shlomo, who says that when we say that the Chachma have koach to uproot something from the Torah, it means they're literally uprooting it from the Torah. That Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, the din is that there's no mitzvah at all to blow shofar. So even, and therefore even if a person was over the Yisr and the Takanas Chachma and he blew, he wasn't mekayim any mitzvah at all. So, in such a case, according to Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, you can't say that Chashav Lasos Mitzvah, he wanted to do a mitzvah and he was unable to, it's as if he did it. Why? Because what do you mean he wanted to do a mitzvah that doesn't exist? We only talk about wanting to do a mitzvah when the mitzvah exists. And he can't do the mitzvah because of onus. But here it's not a matter of onus. It's not a matter of a mitzvah that exists and there's an onus preventing him from doing the mitzvah. No. Here it's a matter of there being no mitzvah at all because the Chum completely uprooted the mitzvah. And therefore, you can't say that this person has a status of having been mekayim the mitzvah, that the Torah considers it, Hashem considers it, as if the person's mekayim the mitzvah, because the person had a ratzon to be mekayim the mitzvah. What does this ratzon to be mekayim the mitzvah help when the mitzvah no longer exists? That having the ratzon to be mekayim the mitzvah is enough, it's as if you did it, it's talking about where the mitzvah exists, but here the mitzvah doesn't exist anymore. So what do you mean he had a ratzon to be mekayim the mitzvah? It's meaningless. So therefore, apparently, it would be talui then in the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, it is considered onus. He wants to do the mitzvah exists, but he can't because of the takanas chachamim. Therefore, it's as if he did it. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger apparently would say, no, it's garnished, it's nothing because the mitzvah no longer exists. The chacham literally took it out of the Torah. Rosh Hashanah that calls out on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah at all to blow. And therefore, if the guy wants to blow and he doesn't blow, it's not as if he was mekayim the mitzvah because there is no mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't exist today. However, one can also say that even according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that there is a fulfillment of a mitzvah if he blew on Shabbos, because the mitzvah still exists, as we said earlier, nevertheless, he will not be in the category of somebody who wanted to do a mitzvah and was unable to because of ones, and we consider it as if he was mekayim a mitzvah. Why? Because whenever we say this klal of chashav lasos mitzvah, you want to do the mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo asah, ma'al lav akasav kilo asah, the Torah considered as if you did it, if you were stopped because of ones, that's talking about where a person really wants to be mekayim the mitzvah. The only thing is, an ones, some extenuating circumstance is stopping him. So the fact that he's not mekayim the mitzvah is against his will. He wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, and the circumstances are stopping him from being mekayim the mitzvah. So we say, you wanted to, and then the circumstances went against your will, countered your will, so we'll consider it as if you did the mitzvah. Masha'enkein, in our case, the Chachamim told the person not to be mekayim the mitzvah. So this person wants to be mekayim takanas chachamim, There's no question about that. When he doesn't blow, I'm talking about a person who doesn't blow. When a person doesn't blow, he wants to be mekayim tekanas chachamim. So since he wants to be mekayim tekanas chachamim, not to blow, so you can't say that chashav lasus mitzvah. He wanted to do the mitzvah and he had an onus and he couldn't do it. He doesn't even want to do the mitzvah. Remember, Chazal say he thought to do the mitzvah and he didn't do it. It's as if he did it, but here he didn't really think to do the mitzvah. He doesn't want to do the mitzvah. He wants to be mekayim tekanas chachamim. So therefore, you can't say that we consider it as if he did the mitzvah, because you only consider it as if he did the mitzvah if he really wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah. Here he doesn't want to do the mitzvah because the tekanas chachamim is not to do the mitzvah, is not to blow on Shabbos. So therefore, he wants to follow the tekanas chachamim and not do the mitzvah. If he wants to not do the mitzvah, then you don't consider it as if he did it. You only consider it as if he did it if he wanted to do it. Here he didn't want to do it. Or you can say the other side, that maybe he is considered onus, because no one's allowed to blow the shofar. Because if that person were worried about a guy who's going to carry an arba amos and mishus harabim, and if not for the fact that we were concerned that a person's going to carry an arba amos and mishus harabim, you would be allowed to blow. So therefore, there is something that's stopping him. The guy really wants to. He doesn't want there to be that potential to carry an arba amos and mishus harabim. He really wants to blow. He wishes that there wasn't. In other words, not that. The mitzvah is still there, and he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah. But there's a chashash that a guy's going to carry. He wishes that chashash didn't exist. He wishes that nobody would carry. So he really wants to do the mitzvah. So maybe since he wants to do the mitzvah, maybe he's considered as if he did it. If he didn't blow on Shabbos, because he wants to. He just there's that guy who's going to carry, and therefore because that guy is going to carry, there's tekanas chacham not to blow, and he's following the tekanas chachamim. So maybe that would be considered an onus, because if that fellow who's stopping him from being mekayim the mitzvah, that one individual, whoever he is, that guy, those people who might carry, but the mice of this person really wants to do the mitzvah. So you can really look at it both ways. You can say he wants to do the mitzvah, but there's an onus stopping him, and therefore it's as if he did the mitzvah. Or you can say that no, he doesn't even want to do the mitzvah because he wants to be mekayim tekanas chachamim, and therefore when he doesn't blow on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, we can't say it's as if he did the mitzvah, because it's not Hashav Lassus. He doesn't really want to do it. He wants to follow the Tekanas Chachamim. So those are the Tzadim. Now, let's go back to the Iker Divrei Rabbi Akiva Eger. What does Rabbi Akiva Eger hold? Rabbi Akiva Eger says that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, he holds B'Pshitus that if a person blows shofar, he's Yotzei the Mitzvah Min HaTorah, and the Chachamim weren't Mafkiya, they didn't take away the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Chum just said, listen, you're being Mevatel HaTakana. We're not so happy, we're not thrilled with you, but you're still Mekayim HaMitzvah Daraisa, because we don't have the power to uproot the mitzvah from the Torah. However, we have to examine this based on the Mishnah and Brachas. The Mishnah and Brachas says that according to Chachamim, the time to say Kriyas Shema is until Chatzos. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, as follows, Va'afidu chachomim da'amriyat chatzos, einam chokin am rabban gamliel, ve'inyan hadrashib du'shach b'cha, demodu b'manator is mana kol ha'layla. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah between Chum and Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says that you can say Kriya Shema until Amar HaShachar, and the Chum say you can only say it until Chatzos. So it says Rabbeinu Yonah, that Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, that both Rabban Gamliel and Chum agree that you can say Kriya Shema all night, b'shach b'cha, when you're lying down. So therefore you can say Kriya Shema all night. So why then does the Chachamim say you can only say it until Chatzos? They're only arguing about this fence, that the Chachamim hayu osim siyag laharchak adam min ha'aveiro. Because the Chachamim said, listen, you have to distance a person from sin, and therefore, if we allow you to say Kriyas Shema until Amar HaShachar, you might miss it, and you're going to be mevatel mitzvah daraisa. So to ensure that you say Kriyas Shema in time, we're going to tell you that you better make sure to say it by Chatzos HaLaila. And upluktayu lo have ela b'di'evit. And their whole argument, the whole argument between Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel is only b'di'evit. Chachamim svir ludafila b'di'evit ino yotze alat chatzos mishum siyag. Rabban Gamliel svir lud b'di'evit yotze kol halayla. So Chachamim say that even b'di'evit, you're only yotze until Chatzos, which means that if you, according to Chachamim, even though they hold that midoraisa, really before the Chum came along, midoraisa, you can read Kriyas Shema until Amar HaShachar. However, once Chachamim made this siyag, they made this fence, you're only allowed to read until Chatzos, and if you read after Chatzos, you're not Yotzei. But Rabban Gamliel says no, but b'diavad, if you read after Chatzos, you're still Yotzei. You're Yotzei all night until Amar HaShachar, and that's their machlokas. Of course, it's better to read it before Chatzos, but if you read it after Chatzos, you're Yotzei all night. That's Rabban Gamliel's shita. Chacham say no, no Siri Charles. It's better to read it, not better. You have to read it before Chatzos. If you didn't read it before Chatzos, you're not Yotzei at all. After Chatzos. And then he asks, V'yesh lahakshos, L'rabbanan dami dafilu diavad any Yotzei at Chatzos, Ma yehidino, shim nomer shelo yikra klal, Koshe, kevin the kriyas shemachiv min ha-Torah, Hey achi cholam l'chachamim l'fatro mimenu. Rabbi Yonah says, I don't understand. According to the Rabbanan, who say that you can't read after Chatzos, you can no longer read Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So how can this be? If we tell the guy that he's not reading after Chatzos, so he's mevatel the mitzvah asei d'oraisa of Kriya Shema, because the mitzvah asei d'oraisa of Kriya Shema, we said, applies even until the morning. It applies even until Amar HaShachar. So how can Chachamim, what gives the Chachamim the right to say, now it's past Chatzos, don't read. But mid'oraisa, there's still a mitzvah to read. So what gives them the chum, the koach, the right to say that you should not read anymore after Chatzos? After Chatzos is still a din d'oraisa. So you want to say that it's better to read before. So by all means, tell people it's better to read before. But to tell people that if you read after Chatzos, if it's after Chatzos, you shouldn't read Kriya Shema anymore. So the chum are telling you to be mevatel and mitzvah d'oraisa. So he answers, in the name of his Rebbe, the Sfira Leil Rabbanam Sha'afilu Kriya Shema Atzma Shehimen HaTorah Kol HaLayla Eino Koreos Acha Chatzos Shecholim Chachomim Lefotro Mimitzis Asei Kozman She'osin Kei Mishum Siyag O Mishum Kiyom HaMitzvah Atzma. He says the Chachomim have every right to do that. Chachomim have a right to pater a person, to absolve a person of the obligation to fulfill a mitzvah asei, as long as they are doing so for a siyag. If they're doing so for offense, they can tell the person not to be mekayem mitzvah d'oraisa, or mishum kiyum ha-mitzvah atzma, or for the sake of the kiyum ha-mitzvah itself. And he gives an example. The hachi chazina melulav, shemitzvah su min ha-torah yom rishon, v'afilu hachi kishachol yom rishon b'shabbis, patru chachamim litlo mishum gzera, d'shem v'yavi rena arba'am es pirshus harabim. So he says that by lulav you see that the mitzvah min ha-torah is to take it on the first day. And nevertheless, if the first day falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take lulav and esrog. Why not? Because you might carry. So you see that for a siyag, the Chachamim said not to be makayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. They were mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa. So hachanami afa pishim mitzvah kriya shema kol alayla min haTorah afilu achi patros v'chachamim mishum siyag. So here also, the rabbis also made a fence and they told the person that if you read after Chatzos, you shouldn't read at all. Why? Because what is the goal of the Chacham? The goal of the Chacham is to ensure that people read Kriya Shema. Since Chachamim want to make sure that people read Kriya Shema on time, so they'll tell you, they told people, read until Chatzos, and if you read after Chatzos, better not read. It's nothing anymore. So you see that first siyag, Chachamim uprooted the mitzvah to make a fence around the mitzvah to ensure that people will mekayim the mitzvah there. On time. They said that from Chatzos until Amar HaShachar, one should no longer be mekayim the mitzvah to make sure that one doesn't wait and only do it after and make sure that somebody doesn't wait and it'll end up missing Amar HaShachar. So that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. So what do we see from Rabbeinu Yonah? That where the Chachamim were gozer, when they made a decree not to be mekayim the mitzvah, because of the siyag or some sort of gzeira, they want to make a fence around the mitzvah to make sure you mekayim the mitzvah. They want to have a gzeira that you might not carry arba'amis and rishus harabim like we find by lulav. So there they uprooted the mitzvah completely. And if somebody's over on this, and if somebody is over on this siyag or this gzeira, so they're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. And apparently that's not like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Because as far as blowing the shofar is concerned on Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that there is a kiyum mitzvah min haTorah if one blows. And here Rabbi Yonah says that there's no kiyum mitzvah min haTorah if the Chachamim made a gzeirah or a siyag. And the Rabbeinu Yon even brought an example. He brought an example from the Tilas Lulav. He says that if Lulav, if you take Lulav, there's no mitzvah to take Lulav on Shabbos. He says, look, he says, when Pachu Chachamim Litlo Mishum Gzera Deshem Yavirenu. He says, the Chum said, don't take Lulav because you might carry an Arabamas and Rishas Arabim. And Pashtus, in the Rabbeinu Yonah, he means that you shouldn't take it at all. Rabbeinu Yonah is bringing a raya for Kriyashma. Kriyashma, Rabbeinu Yonah says that according to Chacham, you shouldn't read it after Chatzos. So here also he's saying that on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah, Shecholei, on Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, you shouldn't take the Avraham Minim at all. Why? Obviously because Chachamim were oker the mitzvah completely. So it emerges then from Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah, apparently not like Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah hold that when one does a mitzvah which the Chachamim uprooted, he's not Mekayim a mitzvah at all. And he says it explicitly about Kriya Shema, and it seems to be saying it also about taking the Arba Minim on Shabbos, and also the same would apply to Shofar, because Shofar and Arba Minim are in the same category, that you don't do it because of you might carry Arba Amis. So if you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Arba Minim on Shabbos, you're also not Mekayim the mitzvah of blowing Shofar on Shabbos. That falls out in Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on Shabbos. So therefore, that apparently would be not like Rabbi Akiva Eger. So Rabbeinu Yonah is holding that the rabbis uprooted the mitzvah completely, and there's no Kiyama mitzvah at all. Mashenken Rabbi Akiva Eger holds, not like the Rishonim, that one is Mekayim a mitzvah d'arayis, it's just not Mekayim a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Anyway, that's the pashtus of Rabbeinu Yonah, that there is no Kiyama mitzvah at all. And that would be like the Chachma Shlomo. Or the Chachma Shlomo would be like the Tamid of the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's also mashma that way in the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah. It says there that if somebody has his head and most of his body in the Sukkah and his table in the house, and Beis Shammai say it's pasul, and Beis Hillel say it's kosher, so Beis Shammai there say at the end of the Mishnah, so if somebody does this, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, the person has his table in the house and his body is in the sukkah, he's not he was never mekayim the mitzvah sukkah in his life. Can't do it that way. So the Ran there writes, lav dafka. The Hamid Rabbanan who the mitzvah Hashem Yimashik Achah Shulchana. Ela hachi ka'amar. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah karoi karotzen chachamim. So the Ran explains that when it says that you weren't yotzei, if you sat in the house, in the sukkah, and your table was in the house, it means that you weren't yotzei midirabbanan. However, midor raisa, you weren't yotzei karoi midirabbanan. However, midor raisa, you are yotzei, because min haTorah, you're sitting in the sukkah, you're sitting in the sukkah. The whole thing of the table being in the sukkah is a gzeira, but it's not a chiv. The isser of the table being in the house is chachamim. Chum told you not to do it that way. They said that's not the proper way of sitting in the sukkah. You're in the sukkah and your table's in the house. However, midor raisa, you are makayim a mitzvah. That's the Ran. And then he brings a raya from Maseches Pesachim. But if you don't say these three things on Pesach, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, you're not yotzei. What does it mean you're not yotzei? It means that you weren't yotzei like you should have been yotzei. Meaning mid haraisa, you're yotzei. But you weren't yotzei keratzen chacham. So that's all the Ran. However, Tosfos holds there in Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that when it says, lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha, that according to Beis Shammai, who say that you were not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah in your life, if you used to sit in the sukkah and your table was in the house, they mean you weren't even mekayim midoraisa. So you see, from Tosfos, not like the Ran. The Ran says you weren't mekayim, like the Chachamim said, but midoraisa, you were mekayim. But Tosfos holds, not like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Tosfos says that if you're supposed to be mekayim a mitzvah in a certain way, and you weren't mekayim it in that way, then there's no kiyum mitzvah at all, not even doraisa. So that also, we can apply that to Kiyah Shofar, that apparently Tosfos would hold it. If one is blowing Shofar on Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios b'Shabbos, he's not mekayim any mitzvah at all, because the Chum uprooted it completely. In fact, in the Sefer Kavod HaKashiyso of Rav Yov Yehoshua Weingarten, where he has 103 really strong kashas, in Kasha 99, he asks on this Rabbi Akiva Eger that we've been discussing from the Tosfos that we just mentioned. He says, how can Rabbi Akiva Eger say that you're Mekayim a mitzvah min haTorah, even if the Chachamim say not to do it? Tosfos says that midoraisa, you're not yotzei sukkah when you don't do it al pi takanas chachamim, that they completely uprooted the mitzvah. So we should say in the same way that the chacham completely uprooted the mitzvah of sukkah, the chacham also completely uprooted the mitzvah of kiyas shofar. So that is the kavod kashayis kasha. So in the sefer nosan period on maseches sukkah, page yudalid, he answers the kavod kashayis kasha. He says, first we have to understand, why would the chacham do such a thing? Why would they want to uproot a mitzvah? So what does the chacham care? So he'll be makayim the mitzvah say doraisa. In other words, they can say to be makayim not to do the doraisa because they have their own agenda, they have their own motivations, they want to prevent, you know, whatever it might be, but still they can tell you to do what you, they want to tell you, what to, they can tell you to do what you have to do. And if you don't listen, so do they have tzaras ayin, they have a problem with you being makayim the mitzvah doraisa? Why should they have a problem with you being makayim the mitzvah doraisa? The reason is very pashut. Because let's say they were not okay the mitzvah. So what's going to happen? People aren't going to be makayim the takanas chacham. If chacham don't completely uproot the mitzvah from the Torah, people are going to say, listen, I have a mitzvah chacham not to do it, and I have a mitzvah from the Torah to do it. I'd rather follow the mitzvah from the Torah. So therefore the chachamim went along and they said that they are completely uprooting the mitzvah from the Torah. They're okay from the Torah. There's no more mitzvah. And now a person's not going to want to do it anymore. And a person's not going to want to be makayim the Doraisa against the Darabanan anymore because the Doraisa doesn't exist. So that is all very good and well when we talk about the mitzvah of sukkah. When you talk about the mitzvah of sukkah, what's going to happen? If they say that midrabanan, you shouldn't sit in your house with your, sit in your sukkah and your tables in the house. Midrabanan, you shouldn't. Midaraisa, it's still mutter. So, what's going to happen? People aren't going to be makayim their takana. Because people are going to say, what do I care? What do I care about the dirabanan? I'll just be makayim of the daraisa. But tkiyah shofar is different. Because when you talk about tkiyah shofar, not only did the chachamim say that one shouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos, they said it's usur to blow shofar on Shabbos. Because A, Chachamim said it's usur because you might be tokea b'shofar, because you might carry an arabam versus arabam, so they answered it. And it's also usur because it's kiyah shen shel mitzvah is usur because shemi attacking play shir, like the Magen Avraham says in Tavkuf Pehes, you've cut in Dalet. So even if, when we talk about shofar, even if Chachamim don't completely uproot the mitzvah and say that midaraisa you're not yotze, their gzeira will still be fulfilled. And the people still won't blow shofar on Shabbos because they're not going to want to be over on an isur. So you can't compare that to sukkah. If you say by sukkah that they didn't uproot the mitzvah, they just told you to do it in a certain way, but they didn't uproot it, so nothing's going to stop a person. In other words, the chacham want to ensure that their takana is going to be fulfilled. But here the takana won't be fulfilled by sukkah, because what's a person going to say? A person's going to say, what do I care? Midarabanan, I'm not yotze, but I'll be yotze my din daraisa. That's what I want to be yotze. I'll sit in my sukkah, and my table will be in my house, and I'll be yotze my din daraisa. But when you talk about... So therefore the Chum said, in order to ensure that you're Makayim de Takana and you make sure your table's in the sukkah, you're not even Yotze the mitzvah if you eat in your house and your tables. If you're sitting in your sukkah and your table's in the house. You're not Makayim anything. That's the only way they're going to get you to be Makayim de Takana. But with regard to Kiyah Shofar, there it's not true. There, even if the Chum don't completely uproot the mitzvah from the Torah, people are still going to listen to them. Why? Because if they don't, they're over an Isser. People aren't going to be over an Isser. By sukkah, you're not over an Isser if you sit in your sukkah and your table's in your house. There's no Isser involved. So since there's no Isser involved, a person's going to say, I'll just do the mitzvah daraisa, sit in my sukkah, table's in the house, no problem, no Isser, no nothing. And the Chum didn't want that to happen, so they said, listen, there's no more mitzvah to eat if you're going to be in your sukkah and your table's going to be in the house. But by tkiyah shofar, what do we say? We say that there's an Isser involved. Chum said, don't blow on Shabbos. If you do, you're over on an Isser. Because you might carry Arba Mishim Rosh Hasharabim, so we're going to asur you from blowing on Shabbos. Or because you're going to carry, or because of Tikkun Klei Shir, it's asur to do it on Shabbos. It's asur. So they didn't have to uproot the mitzvah from the Torah. So it could be the Rabbi Kiva Eger really holds that the Chum do have the koch to completely uproot a mitzvah from the Torah. But they only did it if it was necessary. So with respect to Tkiyas Shofar, it was not necessary, because there's an Isser de Rabbanan to blow Shofar on Shabbos. And no one's going to be over an Isser, and they're going to be Makayim the Takana. Masha'en came the sukkah, there they felt they had to uproot the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah if your table is in a house, because otherwise people won't be mekayim the takana. So that's how the lahoros nasan is miyashev the kasha on Rebbe Akiva Eger. So now let us return to the Reb Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger said that if one blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, he's not yotzei at all. And he said as follows, that the second reason he gave why you're not yotzei is because it's a mitzvah bo aveira. It's a mitzvah bo aveira that even though it's only an iser derabbanan, blowing shofar on Shabbos is an iser derabbanan, nevertheless, we hold that if you're over in a derabbanan, it's a mitzvah bo aveira. So obviously, Rav Shlomo Kluger holds that it is an iser to blow on Shabbos, just like we Rabbi Akiva Eger also, it's Pashto in the Gemara that it's an iser to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Just Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that since it's an iser, the rabbis didn't completely uproot it. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says that it doesn't help because it's a mitzvah baba veira. The mitzvah of blowing shofar d'oraisa is baba veira of blowing it derabbana, because derabbana you're not allowed to blow. So therefore, it's no mitzvah. And how do you know, says Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, that there we hold that if you have a mitzvah baba veira, even though the Aveira is only derabbanan, you're still not mekayim the mitzvah? And he says, you see it by Pesachim, in Maseches Pesachim, that if you have Tevel, it's only Tevel, midirabbanan, you're not yotze the mitzvah of Maror. So you see, that even though it's only Isser derabbanan, it's only talking about Tevel derabbanan, the second parak of Pesachim, even though there's only an Isser Derabbanan involved, nevertheless, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah when you're over an Isser Derabbanan. So how are we going to answer this kasha of Reb Shlomo Kluger? Reb Shlomo Kluger says, how can you blow shofar on Shabbos? How are you Yotzei the Mitzvah D'oraisa when you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? When you blow, you're over an Isser Derabbanan, and we say that if you have a Mitzvah Baba Aveira, even if the Aveira is only an Aveira Derabbanan, it's still nullifies, that cancels out the mitzvah. So in order to answer this question, the Avraham says, we have to learn the Yerushalmi. I think the most famous Yerushalmi in the whole Yerushalmi. This is in Shabbos, in Perek HaOrei, in Halacha Gimel. There it says like this, HaKorei al Meso b'Shabbos, Yotza Mitzvah Kriya. If one rips his garment because of a dead relative on Shabbos, he's yotzei the mitzvah of ripping his garment. And frek the Gemara, how's that any different than stolen matzah? That if you steal matzah, you're not yotzei on Pesach. So when you rip your garment on Shabbos, you're yotzei the mitzvah of ripping, even though you're over an iser. Why is that any different than eating stolen matzah, where you're not makayim the mitzvah of eating matzah? And Rabbi Yossi answers, taman gufa aveira, baram hocha hu avar aveira. There, it itself is an Aveira, but here, he was over an Aveira. Kach ani omer, hotzi matzah mirshus hayochid lirshus harabim, eino yotzei b'yidei chovaso b'pesach. And so I say that if you take matzah out from mirshus hayochid lirshus harabim, you're not yotzei on Pesach. So what does this Yerushalmi mean? This Yerushalmi has been the subject of a great deal of discussion in the Acharonim. So pshat is like this. Says in the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos to Nedarim and Tavtei Zayin Amud Aleph on the Mishnah that says that a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah, which means that if a person asers on himself matzah or lulav or a sukkah, he cannot be mekayim these mitzvahs with this lulav or matzah or sukkah. That's if he asers it, he makes a neder and he says this matzah, lulav, and sukkah are going to be aser on me. So on that the Rambam writes, and Adarim it's Aser because he asked the thing itself. So the mitzvah shouldn't be fulfilled, should only be fulfilled with something that's mutter. Kigon, Shei Aser Sukkah Zu Alav, Shei Chazra Yeshivasa Aveira, Shei Yiyya Inyano Ba, Kimo, Mishalo Yimtza Balela Pesach Elamatza, Shei Asur Alav Ba'achila. kagon shetia tevel o hekdesh asra lavachilasan lefishu mitzvah baba avera v'zosi asvara b'hiyos hanadarim cholam al kol dover sheyichayev iser guf zeh hadover bitul mitzvah asay. In other words, the Rambam is saying that when do we say mitzvah hababa avera? When there is an avera mitzad the cheftza, the object with which he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah. For example, tevel, or hekdesh, or a neder. We know from the famous Gemara Nedarim, at the beginning of Nedarim, that neder is an iser cheftza. So that's when you can say that there's such a thing as a mitzvah hababa avera. And that's why you can't be mekayim a mitzvah with something that when you aser the guf hadover. That, says the Rambam, is a mitzvah baba avera, because the iser of the neder is chal on the object itself. And now you can no longer be mekayim a mitzvah with that object. But if the iser would be on the individual, there we don't say mitzvah baba avera. And if so, so we can say that that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if you rip on Shabbos for dead relative lo aleinu, your yotze, the mitzvah of kriya of ripping. And it compares it to the case of carrying matzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, that in that case also, we don't say that you're not yotze because of mitzvah baba avera. Why? Because in those two cases, in the ripping case and in the carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, in both cases, the avera is only mitzad the individual. It's only mitzad the gavra, because the gavra was mechal Shabbos. So if the gavra, if the individual is mechal Shabbos, so he can still be mekayim a mitzvah, because mitzvah above avera is only when the avera is on the object, not on the individual. So if you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, the individual did an avera, but you can still be yotzei. So the mitzvah you're yotzei, even though you did an avera, because the avera was on the individual, and if the avera is only on the individual can still be mekayim a mitzvah. Mashen came, we're talking about stolen matzah. There, where's the avera? The avera is on the cheftza. The matzah itself is aser. There you do say mitzvah baba avera. Just like we talked about neder, right? When you make a neder on something, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah with this object, because the iser is now chal on the object. So where the iser is chal on the object, we talk about a mitzvah baba avera. Now I must note that according to this explanation, we have to change the nigun in the reading of the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi asked, why you're yotzei kriya on Shabbos, even though there's an iser involved, you're not yotzei if you steal matzah when there's an iser involved. And then the Yerushalmi said, taman gufa avera, v'ram hacha hu avar avera, that there it itself is an avera, and we explained that by matzik zula, the cheftza itself is an avera, and therefore it's a mitzvah above avera, and there's no mitzvah. Baram hacha hu avar avera. But here, in the case of matzah, in the case of ripping your garment on Shabbos, the person was over an avera, and therefore he's yotze, because mitzvah above avera we only say where the problem is with the cheftza, where there's an iser and the cheftza, like with matzik zula, but when the gavra just did an avera, we don't say mitzvah above avera. And then the Yerushalmi concluded, Kachani Omer, Hamotzi Hotzi Matzah, Merushus Seyacha, the Rishus HaRabim, Ani Yotze Baidei Chavos BePesach. So I say that if you take Matzah from Rishus Seyacha to Rishus HaRabim, you're not Yotze on Pesach. But that implies that you're not Yotze on Pesach, if you take from Matzah from Rishus Seyacha to Rishus HaRabim and then eat it. But why not? And there the Aver is in the Gavra. And we just explained that when the Aver is in the Gavra, there's no Isser at all. There's no Mitzvah, there's an Isser, but there's no Isser, Mitzvah Abba Avera. If the avera is only the gavra, or if the avera is in the cheftza, and here when you're taking the matzah out, there's no avera in the cheftza. Cheftza is in the cheftza the iser. If the person is doing the avera, so the karbana eda there and the pnei moshe and many other achronim learn that this is bitmia. Not everybody learns that way, but many of them learn it's bitmia. Kachan yomer hotzi matzah mirishus hayachid lirishus harabim eino yotzei ba'idei chovasa bepesach. If you take matzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, are you not yotzei? Avada, you're yotzei. Of course you're yotzei when you take matzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim on Pesach. Why? Because there the Isser is not on the Chepta, the Isser is only on the Gavra. So if you only have an Isser on the Gavra, you can still be Yotzei the Mitzvah. So it's Balashan Bidmiya. And that's incidentally how Rabbi Kivager and Chuvs and Simcha Fein Dalet understands it, even as Akash on this. He says, how can you compare the two? Because in the Matzah case, when you're Motzi the Matzah, the Aver is already done. It's already finished. So that's obviously a lot less chomer than the Kriya case, because in the Kriya case, as you're doing the Mitzvah, you're doing the Aver. So the two are not comparable. In any event, but you see from this, by the way, the Ma'arit al-Ghazi in the Simchas Yontif, he reads it b'nichusa, that you're not Yotzei for Mishasechet Yisarabim. We can't get into the whole sugya now, but the Lamais, if you look in the Abiyah Omer, Rav Adi Yosef and Chelik Yud, Simon Chafhei, he discusses this Yerushalmi at length, and as I said, there's a great deal of literature on the topic. But the point that I wanted to bring out from this Yerushalmi is that if the Isser is on the Chefza, then we say Mitzvah Baba Aveira. And if the Isser is on the Gavra, then we don't say Mitzvah Baba Aveira. And the Mela, when you're talking about something that is stolen, that's an Isser Chefza. So you would say Mitzvah Baba Aveira, and you're not Yotzei with Matzah Zula on Pesach. And that we know from a Gemara in Bava Metzia and Bava Kama on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, that there the Gemara compares Gazul to Baal Mum. So just like Baal Mum bringing a carbon, that's a Baal Mum, is an Isser Chefza, so too, the Gemara compares it to an animal that's stolen, that would also be an Isser Chefza. That's how we know that when you steal something, it's not just an Isser on the Gavra, that the Gavra did something wrong, but it also becomes an Isser Chefza, because one might argue that's an Isser, it's also an Isser Gavra to steal something. The answer is no. Then the Isser is also Chal on the Chefza. And that would be like, as I said, a Baal Mum. You see that in Bava Kama and Samuel Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayis, the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah, talks about Mitzvah Baba Aveira. And he says that a Lulav HaGazov, a stolen Lulav, is similar to one of an Asherah of Avodah Zarah. So again, Avodah Zarah would be an Isser Chefza. And the Rambam compares that to Gazel, which is also an Isser Chefza. So here we have our Chiluk. If you're talking about an Isser, which is on the object, so there, when you do a mitzvah with this object, it's not a mitzvah at all, it's nothing. But when you talk about the person doing an Isser, so even though the person's doing an Isser, he can still be Mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore if one rips on Shabbos, he's Mekayim the mitzvah. If one carries from Rishas Hayachat to Rishas Harabim, and then eats the matzah on Shabbos, he's Mekayim the mitzvah, even though he did an Avera, but the Avera was on the Gavra, and not on the Chefza. So based on everything we just said, we can answer the Kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What was the Kasha that Rabbi Shlomo Kluger asked? Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says it's Pashut that you're not Yotzei when you blow on Shabbos. Why? Because it's a Mitzvah Haba Be'Aveiro. Wait a second. And before we say wait a second, and he even proved that even though it's a mitzvah bab aveira, even though it's only dirabanan, the aveira is only dirabanan, you still cannot be mekayim a mitzvah. And we proved it from tevel tovel midirabanan. Even if you only have dirabanan diketevel, you're still not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. So it must be then that by shofar as well, when you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on Shabbos, you are not mekayim the mitzvah of Kia shofar, because the mitzvah of Aveira. However, we can simply use the chiluk of the Yerushalmi. And that is, that even if we say that you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Tevel Derabbanan, you know why you're not Yotzei the mitzvah when you eat matzah with Tevel Derabbanan? I'll tell you why. Because it's an Isser Chefza. We must erase that last sentence. And if it's Tevel De'oraisa, it would be an Isser Chefza. However, since we're only dealing with Tevel De'rabanan, so usually we say, at least a lot of Achronim hold this way, that if you talk about Tevel De'rabanan, if you talk about an Isser De'rabanan, the De'rabanans aren't Chal on the Chefza. De'rabanans are Chal on the Gavra. However, you can say that called the tikkun derabbanan came d'oraisa tikkun. Since midoraisa the yisur is on the guf hadavar, So when the rabbis made their takana, even though the rabbanon, according to a lot of achronim, don't have the koch to make a chalos iser and a chayfetz, that only the Torah has the power to do, the rabbanon have the power to tell a person what to do. However, their decree is modeled after the doraisa decree, and they can say that even tevel derabbanon is like the doraisa, and it's like an iser chefza, and therefore would be aser because of mitzvah baba avera. So again, tevel derabbanon l'chora would not be an iser chefza because it's only derabbanon. Derabbanon can't make an iser chefza. However, since the rabbis, again, not everybody holds that way, but a lot of achronim hold that way. But since the rabbis wanted to make their takana like the doraisa, so they said that it'll be like it has an iser chefza, and therefore you can't be yotze tevel, you can't be yotze matzah with eating untithed produce. Only, which is only Aser Durabbanan. Because they modeled it after the Doraisa, called the Tikkun Durabbanan, Kain Doraisa Tikkun. Mashain Kain, when you're talking about somebody who blows on Shabbos, Kevaldik, what does the Yerushalmi say about an Iser Gavr? When a Gavr does an Iser, he's still Mekayim in Mitzvah. It's exactly like the case of blowing shofar on Shabbos, ripping one's garment for the Mace on Shabbos. When one rips the garment for the Mace on Shabbos, he's definitely Yotze the Mitzvahs. Of ripping. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Yerushalmi says. When one carries the matzah out from Mishasech Yisrael, he's yotze afterwards when he eats the matzah. I mean, here it's even better. The Koreh is because it's being, the Koreh is more comparable because it's comparable because it's being done at the exact same time. As one is Koreh, he's over an Issa Derabbanan of ripping, but the Gavr is over an Issa Derabbanan. But there's not a problem with the Cheftza, so he can still be Makayim the mitzvah of ripping, of Kriya. And we can say in the same vein, that when one blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, so you're right, he's being over on an Isser, but since the Isser is only an Isser Gavr, it's not an Isser on the Chepza, he is therefore still Yotze the Mitzvah. So we saw today a lot of big Yisodos. We saw a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Chochma Shlomo. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger says that if you blow shofar on Shabbos, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Seidah Reis of Tekiya Shofar, even though the Rabbanan, you are not, but Midaraisa, you are. Incidentally, I want to point out the Yerushalmi learns from Sukkim that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. It says in one place Yom Teruah, one place Zichron Teruah. When is it a Zichron? If it's Shabbos, it's only you remember it. If it's Yom Teruah, then it's a day of blowing. That's if it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. That's all the Yerushalmi. However, now we're in the Bavli. The Bavli holds that it's only an Issa Derabbanan to blow on Shabbos. And Rabbi Kivager says, but Doraisa, you're still Yotze. The Chachma Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger, says that you're not Yotze, even Midoraisa. And apparently their Machlokas is that the rabbi's completely uprooted. The rabbi's completely Mevatel Mitzvah. Or not. And we were Mefalpil a little bit about the question of somebody who... And we said that if they were completely okay the mitzvah, then obviously you don't get a mitzvah. That's the Chochma Shlomo. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, no, they just told the Gavr not to blow. But if he blew, he still gets a mitzvah because the mitzvah still exists. It's Rabbi Akiva Eger. And then we were in Falpo on the question of if somebody wants to blow shofar on Shabbos and he doesn't, is as if he was Mekayim the mitzvah. And we said, l'chor, that's totally in the Machlokas Chochma Shlomo Rabbi Akiva Eger. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, that the mitzvah still exists, he is Mekayim the mitzvah by not blowing because he wants to blow. And the mitzvah exists, and according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rav Chochma Shlomo, he's not Mekayim a mitzvah if he wants to blow, because the mitzvah no longer exists. So you can't get credit for a mitzvah that doesn't exist. But then we said, no, maybe it's not true. Maybe even Rabbi Kiva Eger holds you're not Mekayim any mitzvah, even if you wanted to do it, because you don't really want to do it, because you want to be Mekayim to the Kanas Chacham. It's not a normal case of onus. Normal case of onus is when you want to do the mitzvah, the onus is stopping you. But here's not a normal case of onus. Here you don't even want to do the mitzvah, because the Kanas Chacham is stopping you. So maybe you're not even, it's not as if you did the mitzvah. So that was an interesting question that we discussed, and then we asked from a Mishnah. We discussed the Mishnah in Brachos and the Mishnah in Sukkah that we saw various Mefarshim who say the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tosfos in Sukkah who say that the Chachamim completely uprooted the mitzvah of reading Kriyas Shema after Chatzos, and that the Chachamim completely uprooted the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. That was the Tosfos in Sukkah that we saw. Not like the Ran. Ran says you are yotze to the mitzvah, the rites of sukkah when you sit in your sukkah and the tables in your house. But according to the Tosfos, you are not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah if you are sitting in your sukkah and the table is in your house. They completely uprooted the mitzvah, even midoraisa. And then we saw from the Kabbalah Kashyaisa, Kabbalah Kashyaisa in fact asks from this Tosfos on Rabbi Kiva Eger, that how can you, Rabbi Kiva Eger, say that the Chachamim didn't completely uproot the mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? You see that they completely uprooted the mitzvah of sukkah. When you were mekayim the sukkah al pitakanas chachamim, they uprooted it. So through, if you're not mekayim shofar al pitakanas chachamim, they also lechor uprooted it. So what's Rabbi Kiva Eger in answer to that? But we answer that there's a very big difference between the two, and that is that we're talking about sukkah. So the chachamim were choshish that you wouldn't be mekayim their takana, because there's no problem, there's no isser sitting in the sukkah if your table's in the house. So in order to make sure you're mekayim the takana, they completely uprooted the mitzvah of sukkah, and they said you're not mekayim it at all. And that's what Tosfos in sukkah holds. And even according to Kriya Shema, we can say the same thing. Chum said, listen, there's no isser to read Kriya Shema after Chatzos. So if we don't completely uproot the mitzvah, you're not going to read the mitzvah, you're not going to read Kriya Shema. Masha Enkein, when you're talking about Kriya Shofar, there the Chum didn't have a need to completely uproot the mitzvah. Because even if they don't completely uproot the mitzvah, you're still going to be Mekayim the Takana. Why? Because you don't want to be over an Issa Durabanan of blowing on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Because that's an isser, because the Chum asserted it, lest you carry, because of clay shear, because of musical instruments. So the Chachamim only completely uprooted it. That's what we answered for Rabbi Kiva Eger. When the Chachamim completely uprooted mitzvah, only when they were choshish, that if they don't uproot it, you're not going to fulfill their takana. And that only applies to the mitzvah of shofar. Excuse me. That only applies to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Sukkah. There they said that they completely uprooted it because they were choshish, they wouldn't be Mekayim their Takana, because there would be no Isser in not being Mekayim their Takana, you just wouldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah. And the person would say, let me just do the mitzvah d'oraisa. Let me just do the mitzvah d'oraisa and read it after Chatzos. Let me just do the mitzvah d'oraisa and read it after and sit in my house, sit in the Sukkah while my table's in the house. So the Chum said, you just want to be Mekayim the d'oraisa, you're not going to be Mekayim our d'rabanan. So they completely uprooted the d'oraisa and they said, listen, if you don't keep our siyag, you're not Mekayim anything. Masha Enkein, when we're talking about the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, there's no chashash at all that a person's going to read, the person's going to want to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos to be Mekayim the Doraisa and ignore the Durabanan. Because there it's not just that he's Mekayim the Doraisa and not Mekayim the Durabanan. There he's trying to be Mekayim the Doraisa and he's over in a Durabanan. And that we can't allow. And then we concluded with the Kasha of Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, where he asked from the klal of mitzvah baba avera, that how can you blow shofar? How can you be able to say any mitzvah when you blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? It's a mitzvah baba avera, because the blowing is an avera, and the mitzvah of blowing is a mitzvah that comes about because of an avera, and a mitzvah baba avera is nothing. We proved even though the yisur is derabbanan, if you have tevel that's derabbanan, you still can't be yotze your mitzvahs. Your mitzvah of Masi, your mitzvah of Mar, you can't be Yotzei Dirabanan. And we answered with a big yisod based on the Yerushalmi that if you have a mitzvah haba ba'aveira, it's only a problem if the aveira is on the cheftza. For example, if something is stolen, something is a avodah zarah, some aveira is on the object itself, then if you're mekayim a mitzvah, the mitzvah doesn't count. But if the aveira is only on the gavra, such as stealing something, where the gavra did the avera, but there's no avera on the object itself, there you don't say mitzvah baba avera. So in the mela, when you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the isser of blowing is on the gavra, and the therefore there's no, you don't say mitzvah baba avera, because this is on the gavra, it's not on the cheftza of the shofar. But for example, when you're talking about tevel, if you use tevel for matzah or for maror, even though the tevel is only the rabbanan, but since the chachamim said that the Kanas Chum is like the Doraisa, and the Doraisa there's an Isser Chepza and Tevel. So the Rabbanan also said there's an Isser Chepza and Tevel, and therefore you can't be Yotzei with untithed produce. So that would be because you're not Yotzei, even though it's only the Rabbanan, because it's an Isser Chepza, it's the Chum made it like an Isser Chepza. Since the Chum made it like an Isser Chepza, you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah. However, if the Isser is only on the individual, it's not on the object. For example, blowing a shofar, there we don't say mitzvah baba avera, and you can nevertheless be yotzei, and that's how Rabbi Kiva Eger would be able to answer Rabbi Shlomo Kluger's kasha, and we should be zocher mitzvah Shem to have a wonderful Rosh Hashanah, and a wonderful Sukkot, and a wonderful Purim, all this sugya, which involved these three mitzvahs. That's how we started from the Gemara Megillah, and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that says that the reason you're not allowed to read shofar, and Megillah, and Lulav, do those three things on Shabbos, is because you might carry our Amos and Rishus HaRavim. So we should be Zoha Mirtz Hashem that this year Lamais is a per mishulish. So there is a part that this year we're makayim the mitzvah that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. But obviously the whole discussion that we've been having about about blowing shofar on Shabbos, obviously you have to see how that would apply to Megillah, because Megillah isn't a mitzvah say d'oraisa in the first place. But certainly the shofar would apply, and you obviously can also discuss it by lulav, because lulav is a mitzvah say d'oraisa. But the bottom line, the point that I want to get to, is we should always be zochar to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa and the mitzvah d'rabbanan, the simcha v'tuv lev of meirov kol. Amen. Ken yehi ratzon.